Welcome to the Williams Nikken YB Herton phone conference line.
Hi, who just came on?
What's going today?
Oh, I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm great. Enjoying
some holiday?
Oh, had a good time.
Oh.
Nice and relaxing yesterday, and went up in the mountains on Saturday. Enjoyed the friend's cabin and dinner with some good friends, so it was really nice.
What part of the mountains did you go?
Oh, we just went up above Park City.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Just north and east of Park City.
Uh-huh.
So, not very far away, about 50 minutes, and close enough to be convenient and cool enough to be just delightful.
Listen, many times we've gone up, you know, up the canyon or out of Provo, and it's really a delight just to get out of town and be in a different environment.
Yep. Just a little change is nice.
Yep. You are right.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are
you? Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm fine. Hello, hi, Sue. Karen?
Yeah?
Look here on the screen.
What?
Look here on the screen. Can you see what I have on the screen?
Just a second.
The toxic 12 ingredients.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I've only gotten started, so I only have three. And I don't have a problem with all of them. And I do have a pronunciation for phthalates.
Where do you come up with all this?
Well, when the skincare came out, they gave us a toxic 12 list.
Ah.
And so I have carried it around. Now, look, and play this for you.
Phthalate.
pH is silent.
Well, it's after 7, so shall we get started?
Let's do.
Okay.
So, good morning, Karen Eastwood. Are you going to go ahead?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were in charge. But anyway, yeah, we want to welcome all of you to Transparent Terrific Tuesday. And, you know, there's a reason for calling it Transparent Terrific, and because this reports our progress, so we want to be transparent. But, you know, it is a terrific day because we have been able to do things that we wouldn't have been doing otherwise. Whether we're 100% where we want to be in what we're doing or whether we're just on the journey getting there, it doesn't matter. Well, it matters, but it's a wonderful day because that we're making that kind of effort. Anyway, we want to welcome you all to the call. This is the day, like I said, that we give our progress report, and I will start out. I want to tell you that this health style chart has really, really helped me big time. And if any of you have been using it when you're giving your report today, I'd love for you to tell all of us, you know, how you have found maybe that the chart is helping you. For me, it really helps me day to day to keep track and really know whether I'm doing all the things that I need to do. And I had set a goal that I told all of you about last week, that my goal was to lose 2 pounds a week and to have an average of 9 on my point system here that's on the chart. And I exceeded my weight loss goal. I lost 3 pounds, which I was really happy for. But and I did not achieve my goal for having 9, but I averaged a 7 throughout the week. And I, even though I didn't get right where I want to be, I am grateful that I had this chart to look at to keep me on track. In the days that I was off, I knew where and why I went off. And so I think the chart is really very helpful for me. In fact, I know it is. Anyway, we'd like to hear a report from the rest of you.
Karen, excuse me, I'll be next. I have a question. So it was very helpful to me as well. This is Ruth, and I had an average of 7.5, and my question is, when we have fast Sunday, first event of the week of the month, and so I just didn't count that I followed the chart, but I think maybe we better change something that we disregard when you don't have enough, or else help me figure out what I'm going to do, because I didn't drink enough water. I did eat my nutritionals. I didn't journal very well that day, so I lost that one, and I could have gotten that one. I didn't exercise enough. I didn't have my snacks. I did have a very good dinner with some company that we had dinner for, a couple of guys. And so that brought me down quite a bit. And then I had another low day. And most of the other days were fairly good. So what to do about Fast Sunday is my question, but you might want to wait and discuss that after everybody gets finished. I don't know.
Well, you know what, Ruth? We all know, science knows, that when you do a fast for your body, we know that that's doing good. So, you know, if all the other Sundays you're doing it absolutely correct, then I think you're doing wonderful things. So I wouldn't worry about that you didn't have a perfect one for a fast Sunday. But
maybe what I'll do is, you know, and I'm not sure that I'm not going to be saying I'm having a perfect one the rest of the time, but I'm going to be improving, that's for sure. Working on improving. But I think I'll just not, when it's fast Sunday, I'll just not count that Sunday and divide by 6 instead of 7.
There you go. There's always a way around. Okay, well, thank you, Ruth. Is there anyone else that would like to report their progress? Wow, you guys are quiet today. What's happening?
Maybe they're talking and they're muted. You know, my best progress is my sleep. Well, that new sleep mask.
You know, I don't have the new one, but like I told you the other day, I found my old one, which I haven't had now for a long time, and it's incredible the difference that makes in your sleeping. Yeah, I'll bet you're really having a great sleep. Okay, we've got at least 3 others here on the call. Do any of you want to give a report?
Karen. This is Margaret. I have been following the chart, keeping the chart here, and I had an average of 7 points. My goal is to, well, I'd like to have 10, but my goal is to achieve 10, and I lost 1 pound, and so I thought I would set my goal at 2 pounds, for this next week and see what happens. And one thing about the chart is, as if I feel bad one day, if I write down what I eat and what happened that day, then I can go back and check it and see, well, maybe I did this wrong, or maybe I should try something else. So I found this point system is really, it's more than just keeping points. It really keeps you in line with what you need to do. So I find it to be fantastic. And that is about all I can add to the report today.
I think that is wonderful, Margaret. That, you know, you just said everything that I've been trying to say, and that is that chart really helps us to stay focused throughout the day, throughout the week. And we can see our progress, and we can see what we're doing that is right, and we know when we make the little glitches. Very good. Thank you, Margaret. Is there anyone else that would like to report?
Okay. Donna, I've not lost any more weight. I've maintained it. But I'm going to set a goal like you have, Karen. I'm going to set it for 2 pounds this week. And I'm going to really keep track better, too. So that's my goal for this week.
Very good. Have you printed off that chart?
Yes.
Oh, I love that. Okay. Well, very good. Anyone else?
I'll just make an observation. It was very interesting Saturday. We, as I told Karen, we went up in the mountains and visited with friends, and Saturday I had a pretty good day. Been a lot of energy, gotten up and done a lot of things, and it was really, really a good day. And there, while we were at the gathering, I ended up getting some. Someone had brought a French onion dip, and I had a few corn chips with that on it. And after I'd had several, quite a bit of it, Carol goes, you know, I bet that's made with French onion soup mix that's got wheat in it. And it just laid me flat. Sunday I had absolutely no energy. It just felt like there was no way that I could even wake up. And it was just amazing how it just flattened me. And it was just a testimony to me that I just have to be really careful.
Yeah. You know, I am really shocked at how much our food can be a danger for us. There are so many things hidden in our processed food. So, yeah, you're right. Okay, is there anyone else? Okay, Ruth is going to talk to us about the toxic 12 ingredients, and how do you pronounce that?
Actually, I only got started with this, that after Karen talked about the toxic 12 last week, I thought, you know, I have tried memorizing these, and I have a little card that Dennis made up with all of them on it. And so we carried that around when our new skincare came out, our True Elements Organic Skincare, certified by EcoCert, which has about two companies in it that can be certified. And so I thought, well, maybe we can find a way to memorize them. If we look at them once in a while, well, we'll be better at remembering them. So the three I have down so far are dioxin, triclosan, I didn't find the pronunciation, but that's got to be triclosan or triclosan. And I looked up this word because I could not figure out how to pronounce it. The pH is silent, and then it's pretty easy, phthalate or phthalates. And I thought I would like eventually to put a definition here for each of them because if we're talking to people and we know about this toxic 12 that Karen and Charlene helped us with last week, and we tell people about these things, just this, the phthalates here alone, a salt or ester of phthalic acid. Esters are commonly used as plasticizers in PVC pipes, PVC. When they ingested, they cause kidney or liver damage. Well, I think that we would have to think that if you put it on your skin, it goes in your body, so it'll be about the same. That's ingested, so that would be taken into your body. So that's just the first three, but I'll work on getting the rest of the 12 up here. I can only get about one word done a day, so it may be a while before we get all these different things done.
Ruth, you're amazing, I tell you. Thank you so much.
I get up early. Thank you.
Yeah. I had an article that came across that I thought it was really something. I don't see Monty on right now. I wanted to ask him, there were some things in this article that I wanted to know if he knew about it. Anyway, it was talking about how it says, you know, carbohydrates are perhaps the worst thing that you can eat when you're trying to lose fat or transform your body. And it says that for most people, that's 100% true, that it's not good. But then they said it's due to the years of consuming a diet full of processed carbs that most people have very insensitive to one of the most important hormones in our body. It's a hormone that can either be a huge asset to your body's transformation, or it can be a total fat loss, health derailing nightmare. And I've never heard about this, and that's why I was hoping Monty would be on here. And do you know what that hormone is? It's insulin. And the function of insulin is to help your body to keep your blood sugar at bay. And if you have the correct insulin, it will clear out your bloodstream from all the carbohydrates that you get in a meal. And then hopefully it'll shuttle those carbs to be stored in the muscle tissue for energy instead of fat. But it says the exact opposite will occur when people eat carbs. And it says that going back to insulin sensitivity and carbohydrate tolerance is due to a diet that's full of processed insulin and blood sugar spiking carbohydrates. And I thought, wow, that is really something. I'd never heard of it quite this way. Most people are suffering from some level of insulin resistance. Anyway, it goes on and it talks about it, and it says that when you get an insulin resistance, then your body will dramatically reduce its fat-burning abilities, and it will increase the fat storage. And, you know, when we were in that first discussion years ago, that first group that we did on how we ate, there were those who were diabetic who, when they got on to that eating the balance of fats, carbs, and protein. When they got onto that balance, they dramatically changed their body. And I thought, that is interesting that your body, the insulin in your body was designed to take away the carbs and to store the carbs in your muscle as an energy asset instead of a fat, instead of putting it into fat. But then when you eat these wrong carbs, that's when you get into the trouble. And he says, when you consume carbohydrates, this is what you want to have happen. You want a minimum of insulin release. And you want quick, efficient blood sugar clearance. You want a maximum of glycosin uptake. You want a minimum of fat storage. And so how can you increase your insulin sensitivity? And they gave some very interesting ideas. And, you know, once again, there's a lot of this that I'm just skipping over. I know you don't like to listen to somebody read, so I'm not going to read. But there's a lot of this information that, once again, if any of you want it, all you have to do is email me and I'll send you the details that I'm skipping over. But anyway, said that there are some things that you can supercharge your insulin sensitivity, which I thought was so interesting. And they give in here the research, and what I found was very interesting is that the country of India uses many of these things to help people with their sensitivity to insulin. And one is I don't know how to... To me, it looks like cinnamon, but it's not. It's cinnamon or something. Vermanelli or something. Anyway, it increases your glucose metabolism by up to tenfold. And then there's another one. It's a berberine. And they say that that's a rare plant, and it is... it will help to increase carb uptake by lean muscle
for energy and not fat. Anyway, then there's the marsupium. I cannot pronounce these words. But, you know, they say that physicians in India use this to treat diabetics. And then there's another one called hydrocolcine or something. And it's used for decreasing carbohydrate fat storage. And then there's another one that's a big name that I can't pronounce, and it encourages fat loss. And then number five was R-alpha-lipoacid. And it has been clinically proven to increase insulin sensitivity by up to an impressive 25% in just 4 weeks. So all of these are really very important items. And I have to tell you, this article I was reading, their objective was to sell you all of these so that you don't have to go. In fact, it said in there, we'll save you, you know, the effort of having to hunt through to go hunting for these in your health food stores. That's what I'm trying to say. So I was not going to advertise them, but I think that if you were to go to health food stores and you had tons of these items, be able to find help, especially if you are dealing with diabetes or you're a borderline diabetic, this would be very helpful. So anyway, I thought I'd tell you about that. And then the last thing I wanted to talk about was mushrooms. I came onto another article that talked about the unique health benefits that mushroom gives our body. And of course, immediately I thought about NECAN and immunity, and so I thought about how NECAN has put together a combination of 14 different kinds of mushrooms. And the objective of this article, once again, was to get the reader to buy their product to show you how to grow your own mushrooms for medical benefits. And I thought, I don't have to do that. I've got NECAN, and NECAN has all those wonderful mushrooms, and I will tell you, if it were not for immunity, I don't know where I would be, because I take 5 immunity in the morning, and I take 5 in the evening, and I cannot back down, because when I do, I will have a constant sore throat. Anyway, I thought it was interesting that mushrooms are considered a very wonderful way to boost your immune system. In the article it said that mushrooms aren't vegetables, which I knew that, but anyway, I guess some people haven't known that. They're fat-free, cholesterol-free, and they're a rich source of selenium, vitamin D, potassium, niacin, riboflavin, and others. And according to the fungi Perfecti Laboratories, there's a tremendous benefit from the tiny and often overlooked food. Just the kind of thing that I want my family to be able to take advantage of when, you know, we're coming into the change of our season right now. And this is the time that infections start in, people get flus, and I think mushrooms are a wonderful thing to build up your immune system, to help a person to
not be susceptible to so many of the things that are around at this time of year. In this article, it said the immune system is activated multifactorially by many components in mushrooms, many of which work synergistically to optimize health. And, you know, you can't just do one thing. I think this is something that Donna and I have talked about, is that when you use, like, the immunity and you combine it with a number of the other good nutritional products that Nikan has, they act off of each other. And especially if you will introduce that into your body when you're eating a meal, once again, it helps all the ingredients that you have put into your system. It helps them all to act off of each other to help build your body's ability to fight off whatever it has to fight off. So, using mushrooms in their natural forms makes them a functional food. With mushrooms, the adage that the whole is greater than the sum of its parts seems to be particularly descriptive. For the majority of us, mushrooms are a whole system tonic, benefiting overall human health, fortifying and readying your host defense of immunity. Mushrooms carry so many health benefits that they should probably have their own corner on the food pyramid. And you know what? I kind of agree with that because of the benefits that I have found when I've been using mushrooms. Now, some of you may wonder how come Donna is not co-hosting with me this morning, but she really didn't think she'd be able to be on the call when we were planning it. But she called me up last night and she said that there was something that she did want to share with the group today. So, Donna, would you like to share with everybody what you were talking about last night?
Okay, actually, I'd like to share two things. But the first thing is, since you were talking immunity, I have to tell you what happened to my husband Friday night. I guess it's okay to share this. Well, it is. Anyway, so getting ready to go out of town, and he said, oh, he had a sore on his leg. He's a diabetic, and he has very bad varicose veins in his legs. So I thought, oh, no, going out of town for the weekend, what do we do? So we went to the store and we got some gauze pads and some Bactracin. But I have to tell you something. I am so thankful for Nikan. What he did, he listened for one thing, because, you know, sometimes people don't like to listen to other people, especially if it's your husband. It's just the way it is sometimes. So anyways, he washed the wound out, and it was smaller than the size of a dime. He washed it with pine neck water real good, and he, you know, did the bandage thing, and this has never happened before. It was really scary. For me, it was very scary. So anyways, I said, okay, I would like for you to take the lactoferrin and the immunity. So he's taking three immunities three times a day. He's taking two lactoferrin three times a day. And, of course, you know, I love the oil of oregano. So he's taking the oil of oregano, four capsules three times a day. And oil of oregano, it also will kill things like staph. It kills bacteria. I have to tell you something. I looked at his leg this morning. I've looked at it every day. And it is actually healing. And I am so pleased. And I know it's because of the pymeg water and the Nikan, and also he sleeps with the far infrared wrap over it, and it looks so much better. It's not oozing or anything. So this is so exciting, and I just hope it continues that way. And the other thing I want to share with you is a coconut oil, which I forgot to mention this last week about coconut oil. I use it on my face all the time now and other parts of my body. I have psoriasis, and I ran out of my medicine that I use on my face, because sometimes my face breaks out with psoriasis, you know, not very much, just a spot here or a spot there, where I had four spots on my face, two on my eyebrow, one on my eyelid and one on the upper part of my nose. Well, I put the coconut oil on it every night, and you know, it worked better than the medicine did. It's cleared. It has gone away. And even another spot I had on my leg, it's gone too. It's just, I mean, it's a little bit red, but it's like gone. So it's just so amazing. So I hope this will help people, you know, with their different issues they have. But thank you for letting me share.
Oh, yeah. Do you know, Donna and I were talking last night, and I have this go through my mind on a continual basis. What a blessing it has been for all of us to have this call and to learn all of these different things that affect our health. We would have never known about them. I'd have never known about coconut oil. And so, well, maybe somewhere down the millennium I would have learned. But anyway, it is a real blessing to be learning all these good things that help us with our health. Thank you, Donna.
You're welcome.
Are there any other comments or questions that any of you have?
Okay, Karen, I had a comment. When we were doing the other program, you were talking about the insulin.
Oh, yeah.
And one of the things that Dr. Sears said with that insulin was you want to activate the hormone insulin if you want to gain weight and store fat. And if you want to lose fat, then you want to activate the hormone glucagon. And so glucagon is activated by having protein, and insulin is activated by eating carbohydrates. And so that's why you need to have the balance, because you do have to have the carbohydrates for energy, and that's what's in our vegetables and our fruits and everything. But then we needed to balance that with the protein. So that's how we control the insulin glucagon balance. So that's why that chart worked. And I agree. I've been putting coconut oil, I agree with Donna, and coconut oil on, and I'm watching a couple of little spots that I have, and I'm thinking that they're like going away.
Huh.
But I don't think that they're like more like the brown spots you get. And I think they're disappearing. So I think that's pretty exciting. My skin just feels so good when I put that coconut oil on every morning.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Ruth, did you say the brown spots are going away?
I think so.
Oh, my. Okay.
Not all of them, but a couple of them.
Okay. Okay. That's
just smoothing, mostly smoothing out. So, anyway, very interesting. I'm going to have to leave early this morning, so I need to go ahead and say bid you adieu.
Well, thank you, Ruth.
Thank you for the information. I agree. I think we are. I'm definitely learning things that I never would have learned if we weren't doing all this, coconut oil included. So, thank you all for today, Karen and Donna.
Okay. Well, that's all that we had planned for our discussion. If there's any other comments or a question, we would be happy to try and help you with that.
Hi, Karen. This is Doug.
Hi, Doug.
I've been listening. I also have to take off pretty quick here, but I'd like to receive those articles again if you make another run at the email thing. I'll send you an email later today, and then you can.
Very good.
Then
when
you
send
reply.
Me the email, then I'll send it to you.
Okay. Yeah, I was just reading something yesterday about insulin resistance, and it's there's a new book that helped Bill O'Reilly lose weight.
Uh-huh.
You know, Bill O'Reilly is one of the radio. Fox News. Anyway, he struggled with gaining weight for quite a while. He found this Dr. Davis, and so they've been promoting the book Wheat Belly, And it has a, I'm about halfway through the book, and I just keep going, wow, wow. You know, just stuff that I never heard of before. And a lot about insulin resistance, diabetes, and so forth. So I'd like to try to compare what you were talking about today with what this doctor is saying, because he's not selling any products
yeah.
at all. Just a book, you know, so that's what I'm thinking.
In the book, does it talk about these different ingredients that can help you with your insulin?
Well, it primarily talks about how there's a, where there are some people, and in fact, it's actually making a case that most Americans are being affected by the volume of wheat that we eat, and that it's kind of went under the radar of the FDA. And anyway, it's anyway, I can't go into the whole thing now, but he makes quite a case out of it with a lot of documentation. And,
huh. That's very interesting. You know, I had never heard of all that until I read this article, and I thought, oh, my goodness. But here, you know, I'm a little bit behind the curve, I guess. But
yeah,
so
am I. I ignored the whole thing for many, many years until the last couple of years. And I've changed a whole bunch of stuff, and we're still in the transition process. And my wife is still kind of reeling at it because all of her cooking skills are kind of going out the window. Because we've changed so much, you know, and she's visually impaired, so it's hard for her to catch up. So I stay pretty busy experimenting with food.
Well, that's good. All the things that you learn, you've got to share with us.
Well, I don't know. I feel like a real novice, so I don't know for sure. Some of it maybe works, and some of it doesn't work. I don't know for sure. I don't really have any weight problems, but my wife does, and she's sort of pre-diabetic, so I work on a bunch of this stuff for her sake, but she's a little slower coming on board than I am. I'm really willing to make changes and try experiment things, and I don't care how it tastes.
You sound like me.
And she's worried about how it tastes, you know, and she's still stuck on some brands, and, you know, we kind of go through it a little bit over it, but, you know, it's, I mean, we don't fight over it, but she won't eat the stuff sometimes.
Yeah.
Many times. Anyway, I'm going to have to go. I just thought I'd throw that in.
Well,
and
I appreciate
maybe I'll get time to finish the book and digest it a little better. It's just, still I'm at the stage like, this is new stuff, and I'm really considering about trying to eliminate wheat from my diet, although it's tough to do. Anyway, that's all.
Thank you very much.
Karen, this is Donna. Since he was talking about wheat, I have to share this with you, because we ate out over the weekend, and we went to the Golden Corral, which is a buffet, and since I'm watching my MSG, almost all the food has it in it. But the other thing I found out when I looked on the website of the Golden Corral restaurant, which, you know, is a buffet-type restaurant, they use a lot of wheat and soy in their food.
Oh.
And it's like, why, it's just food. Why do they have to put all this stuff in it? You know, like green beans and, you know, things like that. Why do they have to add all these other things? And it's,
Did they have it in the green beans?
Well, when I looked at it on the website, it said the green beans had soy in them. But I don't know how it's in there. But I don't know. It's just really interesting.
This is Kathleen, and I think the soy marketers are the best marketers in the world. I even looked at a can of tuna fish, and they'd added soy.
You're kidding.
No.
Soy oil is so poisonous for you.
And not only that, I was buying this particular brand of tuna fish. It's the only kind I really liked. And now I can't even use that because it has vegetable broth in it. They just started doing that. And vegetable broth usually has MSG in it.
Oh.
And it does, tuna does have soy in it now. And it's just
isn't that something?
Yeah, it's like,
we gotta protest it as much as we can. I just don't know how you get millions to protest it.
Millions don't know. You know, people just do not know.
Yeah, you think about the average American. Do they even know anything about this?
No.
I will tell you, it wasn't too long ago that Karen Eastwood didn't know anything about this. Our son was talking to us a little bit about how he didn't want his children to be exposed to soy. And I thought, well, that's kind of odd. And yet, boy, they were adamant about it, and now I understand why. But anyway, a lot of good things that we're learning here.
Yes, thank you for the call.
You bet. Okay, any other comments? We're just about out of time.
Yeah, well, I'm at a point where I gotta go. It's hard to pull away, but maybe I'll be on tomorrow.
Thank you.
God bless you all.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Bye. Bye.